Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We have a very snowy day in Minneapolis. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can reach and listen to our show two times a week. You can follow us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock, that's Central Standard Time, and Fridays from 1 to 2. You can also go to divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com and follow our blogs, as well as go on to Facebook and like our page, our Divine Goddess Radio. And if you have any questions, comments, feedback, or insights, or any positive, inspirational messages that you would like to share with us, you can email Marie or myself at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And this show is paid for and brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor and an intuitive clairvoyant reader. And Beth Jacobson, an intuitive clairvoyant reader, spiritual counselor, and a light language facilitator. So if you're wanting to set up individual sessions with us, you can reach Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. Or if you'd like to have get-togethers, parties, or to where you have sessions with both of us, you can email us, call us both, we can set it up. And we come to you, or we can do it by phone, Skype, or there's other ways of being able to do it. We have goddess parties, and we also bring classes into your home or your businesses or even corporations that teach mindfulness and really learning how to really tap into and trust your intuition. So welcome to Friday, everybody. TGIF.
Yes, and what a great Friday way to end the week if you live in this great state of Minnesota.
I'm
or Wisconsin, too. We got slammed, I'm telling you.
You know what, but the sun is shining where I'm at. It's like blazing on me right now, so we have snow galore here. Snow galore.
Mm-hmm.
Snow galore. And thank God for a neighbor who came and plowed the end of my driveway. God bless him. God bless him. I hope people out there are being really mindful of, those who live in the snow-covered areas. Sure, if you see, somebody near you, a neighbor or whatever, if you have the energy, a shovel or a snowblower, to think about possibly going down there and helping them out. I know I am very appreciative when somebody comes and snowblows the end of my driveway when the plow comes by. It's like, oh, thank you, God. And then every once in a while I have somebody who actually comes into my driveway to do, and it's like you don't even realize how appreciative of that I am. So it's like, oh, great, great, great. So if you have the means of doing that, I know there's others out there who would appreciate that too. So
absolutely. And if you see someone stuck or somebody struggling, people appreciate the help as well,
instead
of staring out your window, staring out your window and watching somebody struggle, take the time to help out. I mean, we're all here for each other.
Yeah. And if you see somebody in the road, pull over and help them. I do that all the time, and it's just like it's second nature to me. I don't even think about it. So it's like, I would love to see more of that in the world. Here I am, but I am a martyr, It's like, it'd be nice if I saw it more, because I see other people who, as I'm driving by and I don't have the opportunity of stopping unless they're in danger mode, I'll call. Mm-hmm. I'll call, help for them. But it's always right when I'm going to pull over, but I have to get somewhere, somebody else happens to pull up. So thank goodness. But if nobody else did, I'd be pulling over. But it's like, I would like to see more of that. That's what I'd like to see more of in the world. So be that individual who does it. Get out of what are you going to get for yourself and, be a service for somebody. It's that small and it costs you nothing.
Exactly.
It makes your heart feel good.
Mm-hmm, that it does. And today is our Phone and Friday show, so you can call in, and we are doing one-question readings. And the number to call in is 347-327-9360. And shall we go to our first caller?
That sounds good.
Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi. It's Kelly from Minnesota.
Hello, Kelly from Minnesota.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I understand. So. I do. I'm wondering what is in store for me on my spiritual path? What is my next step? I feel like I'm percolating into something and I don't know what it is.
Well, what I'm getting for you is there's going to be more guidance towards your I'm hearing a wellness center for you. But there's going to be more people who are going to be coming in, and it looks like, and I'm seeing, speakers and healers who will be coming into your facility. And you're going to be opening the doors more to that, and it's going to be turning into something even bigger than what you planned on. And I honestly am not seeing you staying in that space that much longer to keep an open mind on the next part of it. But you have to work on being okay with giving up that space, because there's some attachments to it and some cords to it because there's a story behind it. But be open to, you're going to be moving, and it's going to go from the smallest space to a big space. But get out of where it's going to be, what it's going to look like, how it's going to happen. But I feel like it's going to be happening in less than 6 months for you. Less than 6 months, that's what I'm getting for you
first,
right now.
The first thing I heard when you asked the question was expand your center.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And you know what I'm hearing? It's like it's kind of like that philosophy of building it and they shall come. That's exactly what it's going to, because the need is there. So it must be some interesting energies that are going to be, that we're percolating with right now, and that people must be preparing to go into that space of, that they're going to move forward. It's kind of almost like everybody's in hibernation right now. Come springtime is when people are going to be going full force and doing stuff that is going to be something out of the ordinary for them but it's going to be so natural for them that they're not going to realize it, and that you need to have the space, and so it's going to be ready.
Yeah, I'm hearing that it's important for you to have a room for teaching. It's really important to have a room for teaching, because having the ability to do classes, more and more classes, is going to draw people in as well.
Yes. Yep. So how exciting. And then I'm also seeing with you to have more fresh cut flowers in your surrounding, your workspace and your living space. And I'm seeing the color yellow with you, as well as orange. But they're supposed to be like, have yellow in one space, orange in the other space. And they're specific. You're going to be drawn to the flowers. They're bigger, fresh-cut flowers.
Okay.
But I'm here to have that, because it's going to be the essence that comes from them. And it's going to keep your energy at a level that it has to do with the energy. So it's really interesting. I'm trying to think if there's any.
I'm hearing daisy for some reason.
Well, that could be. Are they big? Are daisies big?
Daisies can be big.
Well, there were daisies that are big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm surprised I'm getting this information with the flowers. I've never heard of this before. You know, other than, is there such a thing as a florist that has organic, where they're not using pesticides?
I'm sure there is.
I don't know.
Those are the flowers that you're supposed to get. And I'm going, well, I don't know of a space that they're not giving me a name, but I'm hearing you want those flowers because it's going to be energetics of what comes off of them, to where they're not using any form of pesticide, that it's all natural, you know, like manure. And all. So I have no idea where that would even be. So that's interesting. I've never had it be that specific before. But to have those in your spaces, to have the flowers in your spaces for that reason,
okay.
To bring that energy. It's going to keep you in a certain energy level that needs to be, that you need to be in. And you're going to be gaining a lot of insight here within, I'm hearing, 4 days. So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening this weekend for you.
Okay. Great.
Yes. Do you have anything for me?
Well, I'm just trying to think of what else I can do differently to market too for it.
To market?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, are you
market
using all the social media?
I do some social media, yes. Probably not enough, but I do some.
Okay. What were you going to say, Marie? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I'm just saying, I was going to say that ramp up the marketing and advertising. But that's going to come when you increase your space. You know, when you expand your space, you're going to have to ramp up the marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm. You know what is really interesting? You know what I'm getting? Again, because this is just now coming in when Marie said space, I'm hearing it's going to be out of the area of what you're thinking. It's not going to be where you're at right now. It's going to be out of that area. How far out of that area, I'm not sure. Where the specifics are, I'm not sure. But to keep an open mind on it, keep an open mind on it. You will be guided. So it might be that's the insight, some of the insight you might be gaining this weekend.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. That's all I'm getting. That's a lot. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, let's go on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kathleen from Massachusetts. How are you both?
We're
good.
Very good.
Thank
How are you?
Good. Listen, I have a question about a gentleman that I had been seeing, and we had some words. And he has me blocked and everything, which I think is ridiculous. To me, I'm the type who would pick up the phone and talk it over. Do you see us getting back together, or do you see what his problem is?
Well, his problem is he's very stubborn.
He is stubborn. You got that right. But is this going to break?
Yeah, but you know what I'm hearing? He's like a very wounded child.
Yeah.
A very child. So is it going to break? Yeah, but to the point and how it's going to look is going to be up to him. And you have to sit here, and it's an opportunity for you to really reevaluate if is this what you really want in your life? And is this who you really want? And it's not something that you can answer, Marie and I, because it's not for us to know that, but it's the universe giving you the opportunity of going, is this what you really want more of in your life? Is this what you want? Or do you want more? Do you want better? Do you feel that you're worthy and deserving of having better? So it's an opportunity for you to really get clear on what you want more of coming into your life. And it's just very symbolic. He is just another part. It's very symbolic on many ends for you.
Well, I understand it is my decision, but I guess my question was, do you see him trying to get in touch with me to get back with me?
For right now, I'm hearing not right now because he's very stubborn. There's something, I don't know if it's specific to you, but it's being projected onto you.
I don't know what that is.
Is he a little bit more self-centered?
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting, and I'm seeing like a child who's, I can't have my way, so that's it, you know, kind of like stamping his feet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, he won't be the first one to reach out.
Well, I can't even get a hold of him, so I guess it, you know, it won't be me either.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and here, Kathleen, here's a perfect example of it. If you're working too hard on making something work, you need to step back and look at it going, why are you working so hard for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
either
do.
Either he wants a part of your life or he doesn't, and you don't look at it as there must be something, must be me. It's like, no, this is all about him. You're trying to bring it to the next level. He's not. So here's a perfect opportunity. Do you want that in your life?
Right.
A perfect opportunity. It's a perfect opportunity for going, no, that's not okay. Grown-ups talk about this. People who come from a higher level of looking at, you know, to step into the higher consciousness, it's being able to look at it from a different level and not look at it from the feelings and the emotions. It's being able to step outside of it and say, how can we grow from this now? But if he's self-centered, he's not even remotely ready to go there. So how long are you going to wait around?
Yeah, you're right. I never thought of it that way, but he is self-centered now that you mention it.
And again, you guys, I just want to say that doesn't mean that he's a bad person, but it's like, how long are you going to wait around and why are you going to wait around? Because then you remain stuck, stale, and stagnant in that. You didn't do anything wrong, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
You did wrong.
And remember, sometimes, you know, when something like this happens and it's not a situation where it's for your highest good, you know, when things don't work out the way we want to, something, a lot of times something better is right around the corner, and you have to go through that to end it to get to the next good thing.
Yep, that's true, too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right, ladies, I thank you both for your advice, and I appreciate it, and have a good day.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's get on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa and I'm calling from California.
Hello,
Lisa. How you doing?
I'm on cloud nine. I'm 28 days from my wedding. And thank you. I'm just waiting. I'm worried about financials right now. I just started a new job, but it's the oddest feeling. I almost feel like, I hate to say it, I almost feel like something different is coming for me employment-wise. And I'm a little stressed out about finances amongst that. So what do you all hear for me?
I'm here.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Right away I heard financials are going to improve by April.
Yep. Change is coming for the better.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you doing office management right now kind of work?
I'm sorry. Please.
Are you doing office, like some kind of something to do with office, like not necessarily manager work, but for whatever reason, I don't know why I'm hearing this, kind of what you would say like secretarial kind of work.
Okay.
Are you doing that kind of work?
No, I am a healthcare specialist. I'm a nurse by trade, and my new position is helping with mentally challenged individuals. I do help them with their paperwork, though.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going, why? I keep hearing secretarials. Okay, so that would make sense because now it's fading away. I'm going, boy, it's really strong. I don't know. So, but if you help them with the paperwork, okay, so that's what you're doing now. That's going to be changing. It's going to be changing. It's going to be evolving into more than that. But I'm trying to ask for specifics of what they're trying to say on that.
Have you asked for consulting? Have you been looking for some kind of consulting position?
I have been looking for something more compatible to what I'm doing now, but it pays minimum wage at the moment, and I'm so tired of working nights that I was willing to take the position just to get my foot out the door and a little stability. I just feel this urge, like, I'm not sure it's still with the company I'm with or if it's going to be a different company.
No, it's going to be new.
You know what I'm hearing, but this is because I don't want to program you either. Keep an open mind, too. I don't know what this is going to look like or how it's going to come about, but I'm hearing something to do with it might be something that you're doing more on a private basis for an individual or for a corporation. I don't know how that's going to all come out or what that looks like, but it's something more on a private, and you'll be paid very well for it. So I don't know the specifics of what they're trying to say on that.
Okay.
But you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's something that's in the making right now. So,
well, I'm keeping my hands out and heart open and vocal of my needs. The financials that you mentioned before, is it what the government owes me in unclaimed property, or is it going to be a bigger windfall than that?
I'm hearing it's that and a bigger windfall.
Okay.
A bigger windfall. And it's, really, really close.
I'm also
to you.
Getting a message for you to make sure just concentrate on your wedding right now, because once the wedding's over, then things will move forward.
Yes, it has been a DIY wedding. I made my own wedding dress, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Just
you're
stay
welcome.
Positive. You're there. It's so close. It's so close.
I know. And believe it or not, I have no anxiety over it. I just keep saying what happens, happens. If these people I called come in, they come in. If they don't, they don't.
Exactly.
I have been challenged with some people, my own mother and sister, I mean, opposition, and I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I'm getting married whether they agree with me or not.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's what matters. That's what matters. Well, good luck to you. Have a great wedding.
Thank you all.
Yes. Thanks for calling.
Fantastic wedding. Yes, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and if you'd like to call in, 347-327-9360, and we're also taking questions in the chat room. We'll jump on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to unmute, or are you just listening? Okay, I will put you back on hold. Okay. You're still there, right, Beth?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, it's getting awfully quiet here. Where is everybody?
Silent.
You know, Mercury retrograde. I'm like, people, come on, retrograde. Leave our radio show alone.
Was that because Sarah's over here? You thought I was still on, and here I thought I was. And I'm going, this is taking forever to get to another caller.
All right, I'm gonna put her back on and see maybe if she's ready.
Okay.
Hello,
okay.
Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Nope, they must just want to listen, so that's okay. Let them hang out and listen. So while we're waiting for either chat room questions or another caller, do you have anything to say about what's going on? How's the energies? I know we're winding down. One more week of Mercury retrograde. One more week.
I am just want to make the statement because I want to claim it to the universe. I am just so ecstatic on how I am just easily, breezily going through this energy. And I'm telling you, thank you, God. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, Source, for that, because it's been so easy on me this time. And that is not a challenge, universe, for you to bring obstacles or challenges for me. But that's really great to sit here and be able to, you know, because Mercury in retrograde is about relooking and reexamining and reviewing. It's not saying that I haven't had to do that, but it hasn't been hard or struggles like it has been in the past. Because I'm also choosing for it to be easy. So I'm going, oh, my God, I'm in a really good place. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's been pretty decent. I had one little glitchy day, which was on Wednesday, but, you know, things worked out, and it all had to do with communication and the lack of speed of communication. But, you know, things worked out, and I really think that the snow is part of Mercury retrograde to make everybody go, slow down and review and, you know, whatever. But
exactly.
But
you know, if anything, I've been really looking at. Yeah, I've been looking at you know, the snow that's coming down. Really been paying attention to. I pay attention to the stuff anyways, but just really examining, especially like, let's say taking my neighborhood for example, and looking at how everybody just really stays to themselves, and you know, and what it, and it's the outside appearance. But I'm going, wow, it's just really letting me know where. Obviously, there must be some individuals who are really having a hard time. Others are breathing through it. You can tell the ones who are just breathing through it versus the ones who are having more difficulty. So it's just really interesting. And I'm hearing the same comments from people about, geez, nobody helps anybody, you know, anymore. And I'm just like, I've noticed that myself. So, but you can tell the ones who are at a different level than others. Doesn't mean they're any better, but I just find it really interesting that that's the stuff that I'm really observing right now. I've done that in the past, but for whatever reason, I don't know if I'm supposed to be witness to this and then the shifting in it, but I find it really interesting that I'm paying attention to this again for whatever reason, because it's something I would, you know, normally just blow off and go, well, people are going to do whatever they're going to do. But I find it just very interesting, especially this past week with the snow that's been coming in here in the Minnesota parts, of how all of a sudden that's really something that is really drawing the attention that I'm paying attention more to. So I'm not quite sure what that's about. But, and I'm just looking at it as I must need to be witness to something. Or maybe I'm noticing these things that other people aren't noticing. I don't know. But a lot of us are saying the same thing. It's like, you know, helping thy neighbor out, you know, whatever. I just find it interesting. I just really find it interesting. So stuff that's going on.
Well, I think when we're in situations like that, that's usually when, you know, when you're in a situation where, you know, I mean, I wouldn't call this a huge disaster, but that's when you would hope that people would come together and help each other out. And when you don't see that happening, then, yeah, it's very noticeable.
You know, I sit here and I think about it. Maybe I'm supposed to do it, and maybe it's for me to recognize that, to give myself credit. Maybe that's what this is about, because I'm going, I don't even think twice about helping people, but it's amazing how other people don't. And it's not about I need credit for it. It has nothing to do with that. And then I'm going, oh, is this the awareness? So that I can sit here and pay attention, going, Beth, do you see how you, I don't know. I just find it really interesting that I'm noticing this more than what I, you know, what I normally do. So I just want to make sure I'm not bypassing an opportunity of going, what am I supposed to learn from this? I want to make sure so it doesn't have to get any bigger than this, you know.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, we have a question in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
And it's from Skating Angel, and they would love a reading about career, particularly if any changes are coming up.
What's the name? I'm sorry, the name of the person?
Skating Angel.
Skating Angel, I love it. Career for Skating Angel.
Well, I mean, right away I'm picking up that there's going to be a shift in your career. It's almost like there's a transition.
I keep hearing you're going to do something to where you're helping others, but you're helping others on a different level. And it's not a job to where you're just by yourself. So I don't know if you're going to be more out in the center of whatever to where you're going to be, I don't know if it's management. It's not H. It doesn't feel like it's HR. But there's going to be people who are going to be coming to you. You're out there more than what you have. You're going to be out there more than what you have been in the.
Yeah, because I'm picking up it's going to be whatever you're doing now, then you're going to be transitioning or shifting into another facet of your career. And it'll
and
be
I'm
involved
in
with working
month.
More with people. Yep.
Yep, I'm hearing 1 month it's going to be a major shift where you're going to be going, wow, cool. And you already know this. You already know. We're not saying anything that's new for you. This is validation for you. So your feelings are accurate on, you know, the thoughts that you've been getting. It's just the universe knowing that you're on the right track because, man, are you just light. You're very, very light. So you've been doing your work, so you're ready to do this stuff that you're moving into. So good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
So
good luck.
Just keep the open mind on it, and good luck to you. Thanks for your question.
Thank you. So let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tiffany from Georgia.
Hi, Tiffany.
Tiffany from Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. Just want to know about my career. Is there anything coming up?
Tiffany.
Do you do something with dance?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it might be to where she just needs more movement in her life, you know, so it's that happy dance. Do you ever just dance yourself?
Yeah, because the first thing I heard was dance.
Because dancing, you know, it can bring in, it can move that energy around. Okay, so career for Tiffany in Georgia. Have you been a little too serious with life lately? kind of like have lost your sense of humor to where the universe is really trying to get you to laugh more, to step outside of the seriousness. And
I didn't think, no.
To look at, I mean, are you laughing? Do you laugh at a lot of stuff, you know,
oh,
so
yeah.
that you keep lighthearted and everything? Well, this is interesting because
oh, yeah.
I'm here with dancing, so I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to say with dancing.
Yeah, it keeps coming up, dance, dance, dance. And I'm
have
hearing
been,
studio,
been,
like dance
you,
studio.
Are you thinking about taking a dancing class? Or have you
no, about it? I'm just training to do a marathon.
Oh, well, that would be movement. That would be movement. What is up with the dance?
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm picking up dance studio.
Okay, then it's symbolic. The dance is very symbolic for her. So here's my question for you is, when you sit here and somebody says dance, what kind of energy would that, you know, mean for you, Tiffany? Because it's symbology. And I see a man and a woman, so I get it has to do with masculine and feminine energy. So I get it, but what do you get out of this when we're saying dancing? That's a very prevalent message for you right now.
I don't dance. I have no idea.
Are you in the beginning phases of your spiritual path, or are you in just at the beginning stage to where you're just, I'm not quite sure what it's all about, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do with it next? Where are you on your spiritual path right now? Are you in the beginning phases? You've been into it for a while, or?
Maybe a year or two.
Okay, so when I use the term masculine and feminine energy, does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Because
not really.
All of us have feminine energy and we have masculine energy. And the feminine energy is our left side of our body. Imagine like there's this invisible meridian down the middle of your body. The left side is feminine, the right side is masculine. And the masculine energy is what allows us to take action in our life, to get things done, to do. That's the doer part of us. And then we have the feminine side, which is the receptive side. It's the intuitive side, the more loving side, the nurturing side. And so what I'm seeing with them, they're out of balance, and they're needing to come together so that, and this is the what we're seeing for dance, has to do with bringing those energies together, because the energies always have to be balanced every single day, the feminine and the masculine. Are you receiving and giving? Because a lot of people are out of whack. They take more than it is that they give, and then there's others who give more and aren't open up to receiving. So it's really balancing the two of them together. So that's a huge message that they're wanting to give to you, to where now I'll try to go for does that make sense, what I'm saying?
I guess. I didn't realize I was out of balance. Okay.
I mean, we'll try to get your career, but that's a big message that the universe
is wanting
message. To get
yeah.
you.
Because when you're not in balance and you don't realize that, it kind of doesn't let a lot of things come through. Because,
yeah.
you know, if you're feeling kind of stuck and you're not moving forward, and you're wanting,
yeah.
okay, well, is this ever going to pick up or is this ever going to get anywhere? When you're out of balance, that doesn't allow that pause, that forward movement to happen and then for other things to come in.
Okay.
And you're a doer. You're a doer, so you're very much more of that masculine energy. So now it's being open to receiving. And receiving is, you know, messages, smile. I mean, it's a very open-ended, you know, response to that. But anyways, it's balancing those energies. So, meanwhile, I'll ask for your career.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave you that message, so at least it's in your consciousness. You don't have to wrap your brain around it, but at least it's in your field of consciousness.
Since we both got it, then that really is a big message.
And it is a big deal. So it's like we had to say it, so at least it's on an energetic level that it's being taken in. So now let's try to focus on your career. Tiffany's career. Are you wanting to do, are you looking at doing office work?
I'm not getting it now.
Oh, you're doing it now?
Yeah.
And you're not very happy with that, are you?
No.
Are you kind of feeling stuck, like it's not going anywhere?
Yes.
Like same old, same old, same old, same old.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting for you right now is, and I know you're not going to like this answer, but it's, you're at a point in your life of making that decision of, well, what is your heart's desire? What trips your trigger? What do you want to do? Because meanwhile, this is bringing in income, but what is it that you really want to do? And that's where a lot of people are going, I don't know what I really want to do when it comes down to it. I don't know. But this is where you need to really go deep within and say what, you know, it's living from your heart, not just doing
right.
things because you have to, but it's living from your heart space now. So what is
so
the
if
next
you,
step?
If you didn't need money right now, and what is the one thing that you would do that you've always wanted to do?
Travel.
Okay. So can you, if you were working in a field that was related to travel, would that make you feel happy? I mean, that's where you have to start exploring.
Okay.
So there's many different things that you can do with that where you could get a job, any, you know, different jobs that you would do more traveling. But that's what you would have to pinpoint down to. Because look at that. You could do airline stuff. You could do, you know, whatever else is out there. You could look into that, but that's where you have to get down to the nitty-gritty of, okay, so what do I want to do? Do I want to work with people? Do I want to work more, you know, to where it's based, is it more one-on-one? Do I want to go? Do I want to sell some supply of sort? That's where you have to make those decisions of how you want to go about and do it. And then ask the universe, going, okay, I'm ready, bring it towards me. But be more specific on what do you want to do.
Yeah, because the place you're at now, there is no room for advancement, and you know that, and that's part of the frustration.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you're steering the ship. It's like, where do you want your life to go? The universe
mm-hmm.
isn't going to go, hey, you need to go over here, Tiffany. You need to go there. It's like, where do you want to go? You're in charge. So what do you want to do? What's next? So when you figure that out, you don't have to know all the details, saying this is what I would like. Then you start asking, okay, what's the next step to get me there?
Okay.
And I know that's
okay.
something, but that's where you have to just go in and you have to think about it. And you'll gain a lot more clarity. It's not going to be as hard as you think it is, Stephanie. It won't. We've all been there.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to be processing this for a while because they're saying, oh, she's like, wait a minute, I didn't even realize this because of the message that came through. But take some time to process it. Take some time to think about it. And I think the pieces will start to fit in and it'll start making sense to you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so if anybody else has a question, call in 347-327-9360. You see how the guides work. Sometimes it's not a straight cut answer. You know, when they want you to have a message, they want you to have the message.
And I know that can be really frustrating for people
mm-hmm.
when you're looking for some clarity or for some form of understanding or you want an answer, but we're no longer in the time. There is no such, this is just my belief. I don't believe that we're in destiny anymore. It's like, now what do you want to create? So be more specific and know that you can try things and you can always reevaluate and you can try something new. But
mm-hmm.
start exploring what you want to do. What do you want to do?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm
exactly.
still trying to figure it out. We're all trying to figure it out.
We're all trying to figure it out, but you know what? We move, you know, whatever state we're in, we're learning valuable lessons. So if you look at it that way, and, you know, when you start to feel those new feelings and you're on your spiritual path and you're awakening, that's part of the process of finding out what is my life path. So take all those situations and take your experiences and try to learn something out of it and then open your mind to start looking, okay, this isn't doing it for me. What is next? Where am I getting my passion from?
You know, an example is I just went through some stuff to where I was doing caretaking. And I thought, okay, this is the path I'm supposed to go down to. I found it really interesting for where I'm at to go back there because I've done it before. But I had to go back into it to realize this is not the way I want to help people. But I had to do that for my, there was a parts of me that, oh, we got to do it. We got to sit here and work and help people. And you're responsible for helping them transition. And it's like, no, but I had to do that job for a little bit to realize this is not the way that I want to do it. But I had to go into it. But at least I knew that's not the energy and the way that I want to work with other individuals. So I was doing something that I never thought I was going to be doing, but I did it. And my Lord, did I learn stuff from it, and did I shift? And I helped the individuals that I was working with shift. So it all happens for a reason, you guys. It's not a waste of time. It's being able to look at and go, what am I supposed to get out of this? Because you are given gifts. And that's part of receiving. That was part of my receiving, is that I received the gifts that I did when I was doing it. So that's just an example.
Well, and I think for you, too, that helped end whatever, there was, like, things that you had to go through, which helped you then finish those and move on. Now they're done. And that helped,
know.
You know, yeah, so that,
and
yep.
I can see it until, you know, more towards the end. So it's like, wow, I don't have to do this. And I'm telling you guys, I'm in such a great place now because I had that experience. And it was intense energy, very intense energy. But it's like, man, it was the greatest thing that I did for myself, what a gift I gave to myself and was allowed to receive. So it can be that simple. So, Tiffany, just so you know, it may not make sense what I'm talking about, but hopefully you get the gist of what I'm saying about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've all worked those jobs where you're like, really, do I have to be here? But it's paying the bills for the moment, and it's getting you through, but then it's also helping you shift and go, I am worth more than this. I have more talent than this. I can bring my talent to the world in this way and that way, and that's how you start that process of opening up.
Exactly, exactly. Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, and just remember, we're all going through that finishing up of, you know, what do I want? What do I no longer want? And that seems to be the theme of the callers that are calling in right now. You know, to look beyond what it is that you've experienced already. Look at the infinite potentials and possibility, not just what's right in front of you. Because what we visually see doesn't mean that that's it.
Yeah, and also, too, I mean, a lot of us have been self-examining, obviously, during retrograde. And if you, you know, want to look up anything astrologically, we just changed nodes. And the nodes changed to Libra, which is all about relationships. So we're all, you know, relationships are going to be changing, whether it's with yourself, with someone else, a job, or whatever. That relationship, you're clearing out the old and getting yourself ready for something really good and new that's going to be coming in. I mean, I talked to a friend yesterday who lost his job a couple weeks ago, and he, you know, was worried, I don't know what to do, I might have to sell my house, I'm looking for jobs out of state. And he calls me late last night and said, I got a job, which is a better job, it pays more, and has better benefits, and I'm the happiest person in the world. And I said, well, there you go. You got fired, but then look what turned around and came at you around the corner.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, you know, like I said, you never know what might be coming down the pipe because there can be something way better right around the corner.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
and just remember, there's, you know, infinite potentials and possibilities. Just because you can't imagine it or fathom it, it doesn't mean that you have to know how it's going to happen. So,
right.
You know, think, what do you desire? What's going to ignite some passion within you? But that's part of the journey, you guys, is finding that out and figuring that out.
Correct, correct. Yep. You know, I know I live it. Beth lives it. We live it every day. We're just aware of it so we can talk about it.
Exactly. You know, and my thing is I want this phenomenal store, and that's all I'm going to say. How it's going to come across, how it's going to come about, I have no idea. But it's being enthusiastic about it, and the more I'm enthusiastic about it, you know, details, more details come to me. And then as more details come to me, it's just like, okay, then I can really, really start seeing it. But you know how it's going to come about in, you know, totality of it all and how it's going to be paid for, that's what I'm out of. But it's like, it's amazing how down to the last intimate detail that I have. And but that's my ultimate outcome of what it is that I want to do right now. I want an own, my own space for me. So for those of you who are working, here's my thought for me and how I got to where I'm at. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I want to be able to work for me. I haven't mastered yet. Doesn't mean I won't, but I haven't mastered being this phenomenal businesswoman yet. And those are skills that I want to acquire in this lifetime. I know I've had them from past ones, and for whatever reason, they're making me work for it in this one. They're not coming to fruition right now, but it's like, you know, so at least start there. So when you can sit here and think about, do you want to work for somebody else, you want to work for yourself, doesn't mean that I don't have to have other stuff on the side to, for my dream, you know, to come to fruition and manifest. But it's not going to be on my time. It's going to be when everything's in alignment, comes in, and you'll be amazed at how things are going to start just falling into place. So, but you have to have a, you know, you have to be able to figure out, you know, generally, what do you want?
Right.
You don't have to know the specifics of it, but as you become more clear, okay, I do want to work with people, I don't want to work with people. I want to work more individually, I want to do more group. Or you know what, I want to work for myself, people come to me. No, I want to go to people. But when you can know that, then you can get out of the way and let the universe bring it to you. You know, if you want to shine more light in the world, just saying, what's the best way to do it, you know, universe, and you ask your guides for the guidance, and then you get out of the way. You'll be amazed at how the details will start coming to you, so you can really start focusing it on that. So that's how it all comes about. For those of you who are going, yeah, it's easier said than done, but Marie and I are in the same boat as you guys. We're all there. We're all doing it.
Yep. Yep, we certainly are. So, I mean, yeah, you're not alone. You are definitely
not
alone.
You're definitely not alone. So, you know, it would be fabulous with us having a show that we were rich and famous from. It would be fabulous. But, you know, again, it takes work to get it to where we want it to go to, you know?
Right.
That's what, you know, there's so many potentials and possibilities of what it is people can do. That was
right.
Just another example, you know? Do we have any other callers or anybody who's typed in?
We don't.
Oh, okay.
We don't. We've just got
well,
messages to get to people.
Well, he's in a fabulous place, which is good.
Oh,
fabulous
we just got
place.
A caller. We just got a caller
oh.
who popped in.
Hysterical.
Oh, let me get him on here. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Well, hello, Michael.
Hi, just got a quick question.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been... made a connection with my business that I've been working with over the past couple of years, and now it almost seems like it's going to be looks like it's taking a turn towards being more developed with them, almost as an account executive and so forth. And it's kind of what and where there'd be some travel involved possibly and coaching up other consultants per se, and just kind of wanted to see what you saw with that possibility.
So it's going to be they're taking over your business, or they're you're. It's
no. I work independently right now,
okay.
And it looks like I've got a transaction that looks like it's in the process of closing with them. So that would almost kind of take me away from my business and,
mm-hmm.
and work from them under a probably a more structured setup.
Okay.
And just kind of wanted to see. You know, kind of if that's kind of the avenue of where I think it's going.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, the first thing I heard was, yeah, there's a contract being signed.
Yeah.
I'm also hearing both that, yes, you're going to be doing a lot with them, but you're going to be doing stuff on your side and not to give up on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Keep that... or of possibilities open because there's something right now energetically that is shifting in the way that you're going to be working on your own individual stuff. But you're coming into that yet. You're coming into it yet. But this
right.
other space is going to keep you, you know, because the work that you're going to be doing individually, it's going to be able to help come over and transition into the work that you're doing through this other agency. So I get it, because it's going to be the way that you're working with individuals. You're going to be definitely working with them differently, and it sounds, and what I'm hearing, it's going to be more enlightened than the way you're actually working with them right now. But there's shifts that you need to go through first for to get to that point yet. So it's going to be really cool, and if you just continue to trust, just trust.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because we have, with the contract's already been signed.
Yeah.
With what we were kind of just talking about, and that it's so there's one little hurdle on validation in regards to the banking people going, yes, this is, you know, this is real, and when they say it's real, then boom, I'm paid, and so that's the one thing we're still kind of waiting on.
Well, I'm hearing a yes on them. They're gonna approve it. So. And I'm also, but I'm hearing though very clearly, do not shut down your business.
Gotcha. Oh yeah. No. And there's other avenues. This is just one part of the business that I do. And there's other things, and I still have a feeling that it's going to expand to other areas within the.
Yeah. I just heard
world
offshoots.
That I'm in. So it's just kind
of. Yep. I heard offshoots.
You know.
Yep. Offshoots.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I will tell you right now, Michael, you are doing fabulous. Your energy right now, so you're already on the road to the enlightenment stuff. So it's like you're doing great. So just continue, and it's all about the divine timing right now. So continue doing what you're doing, and you're going to be amazed at how it just catapults. You are going to be.
I had a damn dollar for every time I heard that, you know, divine timing. You know?
Isn't that cool that you're getting that validation, that you're hearing it, so you know you're on the right track. You know you are, man, you're so close to just going.
Oh, I know. It's literally right there in the next few weeks. And you were saying enlightenment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enlightenment is going to be the way that you're going to interpret it. You know, you're going to bring the mindful piece, and you're going to be teaching that in a way to, it's going to be very non-threatening to the individuals, because it's going to be their clients, and you see it's bringing more light into the work in the world that you, I mean, you get it. You get what it is that I'm trying to say. I'm just using the word enlightenment.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I heard that, because I've been working as a training psychic medium in the past 3 years, and then I'm also in the financial markets, which are at polar opposites. But then a buddy of I just quit my regular day job in sales because I know this is happening. And so the funny thing is, they're starting up a company, a couple of friends of mine that I worked with, and one of them happens to be media division and so forth, and they know about, because they're of like mind as well, and they just kept telling me, we can put you out there in regards to speaking and so forth, and start doing, you know, seminars and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So I don't know if that's...
This is how light workers. This is how light workers.
So that just came up yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is how light workers get into the financial market, the financial business, and this is how you spread the light.
Yeah.
You can do it.
It helps to have that intuitiveness when you're dealing with some of the scumbags that I deal with.
I'm also hearing though that ethics. You're going to be an important. What's the word? An important messenger for ethics. So that's going to play an important piece for you.
A conduit.
Really I wasn't quite sure still with the current company that I'm working with, but when one of my clients contacted him directly, he told me, he emailed me right away, say, hey, just so you know, they contacted me directly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the ethics is there with the company that I'm working with. The integrity of the way I run my business, and it seems like all those type of people are falling, you know, into place, you know, in my life for this to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Good luck to you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate the validation.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for your life.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. So if anybody else wants to call in, we've got about 5 minutes left. So 347-327-9360.
isn't that just cool when you get these males that are coming in and you can see and feel that new masculine energy that's gentle and it's more conscientious? I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Right.
Love it, love it, love it. So we don't have anybody else who's called in, I'm sorry?
Yeah, we do. We have one more person.
Oh, one more? Okay.
Yep. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from New Jersey.
Rosemary, is that what you said, Rosemary?
Right.
Okay. Hello. What's your question or your comment?
I always listen to your show when I get online with you guys. Your show is really good. And I was wondering, what spirits are telling me, if it's true what I'm asking and if they're validating what I'm seeing with signs, if I'm going the right way. If I said the question right.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
Good. Are you seeing a lot of numbers? Like
if I ask like about
thrown at you?
Like a relationship-wise, I'll see what they do for a living. I'll see it around driving around me, and I'll see it near me.
Yeah.
And like the other day, like Tuesday, like popped right in my head like 2 days, so I don't know exactly what that means, so that popped in my head. Stuff like that.
Okay.
You're definitely getting, you're tuning in more. Yes, you definitely are getting information, and it's learning how to trust it more.
Okay.
And really knowing that what it is that you're seeing, that you're feeling, and what you're sensing is accurate, because you're listening to your gut more, you're not going with your head. And the more you tune in with that, you're going to be amazed at how much that even opens you up even more. But that's the process that you're going in. But, yes, you are getting, you're definitely getting correct information right now for the stuff that you're seeing.
For, like, the stuff that I want. Gotcha. And what does the 2 days mean? I still don't get that part.
The two days?
Yeah, it just, like, popped right in my head. So I don't even know what that means.
Are you asking a question, a specific question with a time period?
A while ago, I think I asked, like, when is he supposed to call me? And that was, like, a while ago I asked about that. And then all of a sudden, like, I think I asked about a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. And it popped right into my head, like I said, last Tuesday. So I have no clue what that meant.
Hmm.
Well, I'm coming up with this. Tuesday is like the third day of the week, you know, when you're starting with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So so that would be the number three. Three is about mind, body, and spirit. It's all about balance. It's about Trinity.
Okay.
So that's it's very symbolic. And if I swear I just went through the same thing, and somebody said the same thing. They're going, I'm surprised I got that message for you. But it has to do with what I'm getting. I don't know what Marie's getting, but it has to do with bringing in that inner peace, that inner balance, just that inner knowing. And,
gotcha.
You know, it's that trust. But it's Trinity. So, and that was just the way for, because you would have forgotten about it, but you're going, God, it said something about Tuesday, last Tuesday, but you're able to recall that specific, but that's the third day in the beginning of a week. So, and three is a very important number.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if that makes sense. I thought, Marie, are you getting anything else?
What I'm hearing is just for you to, Rosemary, just to write down when you see signs or symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And start keeping track of them. And then if you see numbers, Doreen Virtue has a very good angel number book.
Okay.
So, you know, you can also Google it as well. But to get those are messages being given to you. So keep track of it and then pay attention to the pattern of the messages.
Yes.
In meaning what way? Like during the day, you mean like what time it happens? That kind of pattern or?
Well, I mean, say you keep seeing the number 444, you keep seeing the number 137, or you keep, you know what I mean? If you're seeing numbers, repeating numbers.
Gotcha.
Cool.
You know, and also remember when you're seeing, hearing, or feeling something three times, but they're coming in different ways, That's a message that the universe is trying to get your attention for. And remember, they're being very playful. They're not just going to come out and say, hey, Rosemary, here you go, here's the next step. They do it because it's being playful, because we take ourselves way too serious. So, and it's because you're smart. You're smart and you can figure it out.
Gotcha. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Hey, you too.
All right.
And you just know, I don't know what area you're in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take one last call, and then we're going to have to, I'm going to have to skedaddle because I've got an appointment to get to.
Okay.
Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Suzanne from Long Island, and I just wanted to see what great things you see for the next month for me.
Sure.
What was your
question? Love life with work, my son, anything.
Was your name Susan, I'm sorry?
Suzanne.
Yes.
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne, okay.
I'm hearing love life is going to take a turn for the better in June.
Oh, it's going to happen in June.
Yeah, so it's going to take a turn for the better in June.
Does that mean with somebody I like now, or am I going to meet somebody new?
I'm hearing current. Are you in a current relationship?
I like somebody for a while, but I don't know if they want a relationship like I do, so I'm going on a blind date next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing it's going to be with a blind date. It's going to be with a blind date.
Really?
So to keep an open mind. Just keep an open mind with it. I'm more focused on your son. Is your son, I keep hearing the word obstinate, and I don't know why that's coming
up. Yeah, he is.
Okay. So he's obstinate, but boy, does he have some internal dialogues that are going on. Lordy, lordy, lordy. He's not a teenager, though, is he?
He just turned to be a teenager yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Boy, he's
got
a lot of...
What?
Is he advanced as far as...
Yeah. No, he's more mature for his age, and he's tall,
yeah, okay.
But...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes. He's too smart for his own good, let me tell you. Too smart for his own good. But he's also a kid who gets bored very, very easily, and we're talking in many... just with life, period. But on that same note, he creates a lot of stuff for himself that he doesn't need to be creating. That's not necessary for his highest and best good.
Not his fault. I went through a divorce 12 years ago, and I used to have him. Then his dad fought, and now he has him, but I still see him. But he's bored where he lives because he really doesn't have that many friends and stuff, and his dad thinks he's the only parent. He doesn't even talk to me. He's mean, blah, blah, blah. And I just, you know, I want the best for him. My heart breaks, and I wish that one day he can move it back in with me.
Yes, yeah. Well, then that explains, because I was going to say I see a lot of stuff going on with the right side of his heart, which is the masculine part, and I was going to say with father. And it's definitely from the past, because I see it from the back side of him. It's in the past, but it's affecting the current. But here's one thing, and I know this isn't going to bring any peace to you, but on a soul level, there was a contract for him to go through what he needs to go through, because it's opportunities for personal growth and spiritual growth. And I know as a mother, that's really hard to hear that, but he's going to make it. He's going to get through there, and just to really hold that space, you know, that loving space for him. Because believe it or not, he's tuned in enough to where he's getting that from you, just so you know.
Do you ever see him moving back in with me?
As long as you hold him in loving space all the time, your son, that benefits him. No matter where he is, who he's living with, he benefits from that. It's also internal dialogue that he has going on in his head. It's not just about dad. It isn't just about that. It's the way he views himself. He came in here with some excess baggage from other lifetimes, though, too, that he's working on, just so you know.
Aw.
on a deeper level. But and the more you can hold him in a loving space, you'll be amazed at how he can transition through that. But it's stuff you could bring him into people. It's stuff that there's some things that we just have to do. We have to go through it on our own because it's something we have to process. You know,
okay.
So, and
the person I like that I still like, do you see that going anywhere, or do you think it's a blind date? Or
I keep hearing blind date with you. I really do.
Do you think the person from the past still likes me? Or
I'm hearing he's moved on.
I seriously heard no.
Hmm.
Not in that way. Not the way you want him to like you. For a relationship.
Okay. And real quick, I have a job interview for babysitting. I think I'm going to get the job. Do you see that too? It's in the mornings. So I really need the extra income.
I'm hearing yes.
Good. And how about a couple more hours where I work now?
Well, we are trying to keep it to one question. So,
oh, sorry.
And that's okay. Are you picking up anything, Beth?
On that one, no, I'm not. I'm not.
No.
All right, so maybe just the hours I have now and then the morning job?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting a yes.
Well, maybe that's good because then I won't overdo whatever.
That's right. But thank you so much for calling in. That was your question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, well, unfortunately, we're out of time. So catch us on Tuesday. We're going to be talking about spiritual art. We have a guest speaker Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So everybody, we send you love and light, and have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.